I can't tell you how happy and excited I am that my 5-day boot camp freaking sold out, you guys. I am overwhelmed with the response. I am so happy. I even have a student coming down from New York to come see me and spend 5 days with me learning how to cake, decorate, and bake from scratch. And the demand was like so overwhelming that I actually opened up a new date, and it's gonna be in July. And I'm gonna tell you all about it. I mean, I'm so excited. If you didn't get a chance to sign up for the 5-day boot camp for the month of June, hit me up for the month of July. Only 4 spaces are gonna be available because I really want to just have that attention to detail to each and every one of my students. In this 5-day boot camp, my goal is to transform you from a hobby baker to a cake designer. That sounds beautiful, doesn't it? We spend the first day baking from scratch. We're gonna make buttercream and simple syrup. We'll also spend another day making fondant from scratch in different colors. Each recipe used in class is yours to take home. And I'm gonna add some bonus recipes too. So even though we're not gonna make all the recipes, but at least you'll get them and you'll be able to make them at home with the full instructions and detailed on how to make it. You will decorate a 1-tier buttercream cake, and you will stack and decorate a 2-tier fondant cake. And you're gonna learn proper structuring and how to achieve those coveted sharp edges. So in total, you're gonna be taking 2 cakes home. Another day is dedicated to making fondant figures, and we'll also create all other edible decorations, including some with Rice Krispie treats, and we're going to be using those for our final project. In between all this jam-packed learning, we will discuss the business of baking, and on the final day, we'll spend hours on how I keep my schedule organized and efficient, cake tastings, pricing, flavor menu, and we will have time for Q&As. So if you've been itching to ask me those questions, this will definitely be your chance to get it right from the horse's mouth. I spent years mastering the craft of being a cake designer, and I strive to teach others how to reach new skills and confidence. You no longer have to wait for months to learn the basics. You will feel confident enough to start making a profit from the comfort of your home. All supplies will be provided along with refreshments for all 5 days. Each student will take home written instructions, my very own recipe book, 2 fully decorated cakes, and best of all, a new career and a clear path to opportunities as a cake decorator. Again, only 4 students will be accepted for personalized attention to each student. A $200 non-refundable deposit, non-transferable deposit is required, and the final payment is due June 25th. So you guys, if you're interested, hit me up, go to the link on this show and sign up. You won't regret it. I want to start this episode by saying that I am so sorry that I didn't upload a podcast last week. But you guys, it was so crazy. I don't know if you guys remember, but I had said in the last podcast that I had so much work ahead of me. I believe that the weekend or the week of May 27 was probably my busiest week to date. It was so intense and I felt completely unorganized. I just felt like I bit a little bit more than I could chew, and my body was screaming at me like, "Girl, what are you doing to me?" I had decided at the beginning of the year that I wasn't gonna work so much like that because I really want to focus on my health. My physical health, my emotional health, my mental health, and I feel like I overdid it. And of course, my body took a toll for that. Last week, I literally was just like vegetating. I am thankful that the week before, I had so much work that it actually compensated for the fact that last week I only did like one wedding cake. And it's an interesting story that I'll tell you guys about that shortly. But then aside from that, I had like 2 other small orders, one heart-shaped cake and the other one, I don't even remember. I think it was like an express cake. I just know that it was something like super small. But the weekend before, the weekend of May 27th, I had 4 deliveries that I had to do that same Saturday, and all of it was within a matter of 8 hours. I basically felt like I had to be in a lot of places at the same time. And luckily, it worked out where some of the venues allowed me to set up earlier. But I remember that I had two events that were scheduled for the same exact, like they were supposed to begin both at 4:30. And so I had to be there before 4:30. Obviously, I like to be there before guests start to arrive. So my goal was to be done by 3:30 p.m. the latest. And if everything was close by, I wouldn't have been so overwhelmed as I was. But if you're in Central Florida area, you're gonna cringe at the following. So my first delivery was early in the morning. It was at 9:30 a.m. for a brunch baby shower, and it was a Peter Rabbit themed baby shower, which was super super cute, but it was so early. And that was in Winter Park, and Winter Park is about 25 minutes away from me, so that delivery wasn't so bad. The delivery after that was in Dundee, Florida. Now, from where I was, the location that I was in Winter Park, Dundee was about an hour away. But then coming back, I had to come back home to grab the last two deliveries. So I did two rounds of deliveries. The first one was the Peter Rabbit baby shower, and then after that was the Beauty and the Beast quinceañera, and that was the one that was in Dundee. So going to Dundee, it wasn't as bad, but coming back from Dundee took me almost 2 hours to get back home. So my goal was to be back home by 12 o'clock. And in actuality, I didn't get home until about 12:45. So I told the boys, I had my boys with me on these. When I have like deliveries where I'm just gonna be gone all day, like if I'm gonna be gone for a couple of hours, then I don't ask them, they could stay home or whatever. But if I'm gonna be gone for a long time, then of course I tell them, come with me so that you guys can be entertained or whatever, because teenagers, they get bored. So they came with me, and at 12:45 we got back home, and I said, grab a quick snack, we don't have time to stop if anywhere. That's how I bribed them to come with me, like I'll buy you guys something out. But I couldn't, I was so like behind on time, and I said, go to the bathroom, grab a snack, grab a drink, and meet me in the car. And I literally got back home just in time to grab the last two orders, and then from there I had to head over to Mims, Florida, to the Ever After Peach Farms, which is a really cute location, but just getting there is for me the longest ever. And I really wanted to be there by 2 p.m. the latest. I did get there at 2:30 because there was a really bad accident, and these are kind of like the things that you don't really anticipate happening. You really pray for smooth deliveries, but there was a really bad accident, and it was so unfortunate because I've never, and my boys have never experienced anything like this before. The car that was in an accident was on fire, and it was burning up, and like the firefighters were there, and I've never seen anything like that, like in real life. So it was pretty hard to watch, and it was pretty like it impacted me. And immediately I prayed a prayer for the people that were in there, in that situation. Luckily everybody had gotten out, and I was praying that the firefighters were able to contain the flames, and that there wasn't anything worse, and that anything material can be replaced, but that lives would not be lost in that moment. So that in itself was pretty heartbreaking. So then it took me about an hour and a half to get to MIMS, and usually it would take me about 45 minutes to an hour to get there. I dropped off everything over at MIMS, but with the wedding, it was they wanted a three-tier cake, and then they wanted four dessert cups. So I had to set up everything, take videos, take photos of everything. And then for my final delivery, I was heading over to the place in Oviedo. I've never delivered to the place before, and it's a cute place, no pun intended, in the Oviedo Mall. And I actually met the owner there, and she loved my setup, she loved everything, and she said that she's gonna recommend me to her weddings and all her events. And I thought, wow, thank you so much, that's really amazing. Like I was dragging my feet already delivering to Oviedo. Like, it was my last delivery. I was running on fumes. I was like desperately wanting some coffee, but I was on 2 hours of sleep, and I felt like if I had coffee then, it would just spike me and I would like wake up. And then my plan was to, after the deliveries, take the boys out to a well-deserved dinner because there were two troopers with me, all those hours in the car and helping me load and unload everything. So my plan was to take them out to a dinner and then come home and crash. And if I had the coffee, you know, guys, I'm a coffee lover, but I have to make wise decisions. If I had the coffee, I was never gonna be able to sleep until later. So like literally was dragging my feet, making the final delivery. It was a quinceañera package, so it was one of my packages, which includes a 3-tier cake, servings for 100, and 5 dozen assorted desserts. So when I was, you know, was setting everything up in those tents that they had, literally dragging my feet. And then coming out of the venue, I met the owner, and for her to tell me, you know, you did such a wonderful job. I'm highly going to recommend you to all of our clients. I would love to meet you and let's talk later in the future. I was like, wow, you know, like it's worth all the hard work. It's worth all the sacrifice. It's worth the being tired, the being overworked. I'm thankful that Stephanie, you guys know who Stephanie is. If you don't and you're new to the podcast, Stephanie is my sister-in-law, but Stephanie also is slash my assistant slash my dessert treat maker. So whenever I'm like backed up in work or whenever I have a lot of work, she helps me out. And she has a full-time job, so she went to her full-time job, and then she was coming to my home around 6, 6:30, and she was leaving at 9 and 10 o'clock at night for 3 consecutive nights that week because it was so much. Like, we did almost 300 treats, including the dessert cups, 10 cakes. These are all custom cakes, you guys. 5 deliveries in total for that entire week, and I also did 3 sample boxes. And out of the 3 sample boxes, I booked all 3 events, which I'm thankful for. And not only that, so I took the boys out to dinner. After that, I came home, I crashed, I fell asleep so fast, and I hit my bed so hard, you guys. I slept for 12 hours straight. So we got home around 5. By the time I got settled, like, I was a little bit restless, and by the time I got settled, it was around 6 p.m. when I looked at my phone the last time, and I don't remember anything else after that. And then suddenly I wake up with like back pain, you know, because I was so like my body really was hurting, and I woke up with back pain. And when I wake up kind of disoriented, like, where am I? What's going on? What day is it? Did I miss the school bus? I'm gonna be late for school. And when I look at my clock, it's like 6:15 in the morning, and I'm like, oh my God, I slept the entire night. I slept for 12 hours. But then that was it. I couldn't go back to sleep because I had to get ready for an open house the following day. So the next day, on the 28th, I had an open house that I was going to be participating in over at Kasani Estates. I'm one of the preferred wedding vendors for Kasani Estates. It's a beautiful venue, but again, it was an hour and 15 minutes away from me. I had 100 cake samples that I did, and I brought my mom along with me. She helped me set up, which I didn't bring a lot. I only brought one dummy cake and all my samples, and unfortunately, not a lot of couples showed up. You know, we were told that 100 people have registered to come to the event, and I always make sure that I have enough samples for everybody to grab one. And unfortunately, I only talked to like 2 couples. Literally, only talked to 2 couples. Like, I don't think that not even 50 people showed up. Honestly, I don't even think that 20 people showed up to the event, unfortunately. A lot of vendors were there, and I did make a lot of connections with vendors. So every single vendor that was there grabbed some cakes, and some of them even grabbed extras to take home to their kids. And I was like, you know, just take whatever because these are literally gonna go in the trash. Like, I'm not gonna do anything with these, you know? So, you know, that's how these things go. Like, you It's like a bet, like a gamble. You don't know, like, if your event, if you're gonna host an open house, if it's gonna be really successful or not. And unfortunately, the vendors, we have to put up the bulk of the money because we have to invest in what we're providing. Like, I provided cakes, and for me, it wasn't like I spent a lot of money. It was supplies that I already had. The only thing that I invested in really was the cups. I used like the pink disposable aluminum pans. I wanted to do something cute with the spoons or whatever. So that was really my investment. It was probably like $35 investment or whatever. Not counting, obviously my ingredients or whatever. But I already had these ingredients, so I don't really call that an investment. But the food vendors, like the caterers that were there, the charcuterie board vendor that was there was the fruit vendor, the liquor vendor that was there as well. All of these people, all the florists, oh my gosh, you guys, the florist, she decorated the entire venue. She did like three different setups, three or four different setups. She did three beautiful tables, right in the middle of the ballroom area. And so she invested a lot of money in those flowers, and she had told me that she didn't take any orders that weekend because she had to spend the entire day on Saturday prepping for, prepping the flowers and the arrangements and everything for Saturday, for Sunday's open house. So she definitely lost money because she invested in the flowers, and she didn't take any orders, So I, in hindsight, didn't really lose any money because I didn't make a lot of money that week because I worked really, really hard that week. So yeah, but the good thing about these things is you always make connections, you always get to meet new people. Of course, you make great contacts. I met this wonderful couple that they're event planners, and I clicked with them like I do, just so amazing. It's a wife and a husband team, and they're both just incredible. So we made a really good connection, and that was awesome. So I felt really happy and glad that I met them. But yeah, that was pretty much the bulk of it. So come Monday, which usually I publish my podcast Mondays, I was like, okay, there's no way. I was even hoarse. I didn't really have a voice, and I was like, I don't even know what to talk about. Like, I'm just so tired. My brain was fried. So I just took the day. Oh no. Actually, I didn't take the day off on Monday. Monday was Memorial Day, you guys. So what happened was that my husband and I had rented a boat to go to the we were at the, what is it, the St. John's River, but we wanted to go to the Silver Springs area. And you lit so we rented a boat for us, our kids, and my mom. She came along with us, and we literally were just spending the day boating. And we had to get up at 5 in the morning to prep everything to head over to Silver Springs, and obviously Memorial Day weekend, so there was traffic everywhere. And we spent the entire day boating, and then we came back home. And I was just so over it. I was like, I need a break. I need to rest. Like, even though you're at the river, you're not, like, if you're a mom, you're really not resting because you're like prepping everything, prepping all the food, making sure everybody packed towels and underwear and sunblock and everything. And I was just, let me tell you something. This podcast is about being a successful at-home cake decorator. But it's not easy being your own business owner and being a mom and being a wife and working from home and having that separation of home and work is very, very hard. I really try hard every single day. I wake up and I try hard to make it happen for everybody. Like, I really try not to drop the ball, and try to be present in as much activities as I can. But I was just, at this point, I was running on fumes. Honestly, at this point, I was running on fumes. Even though I slept Saturday to Sunday for like 12 hours straight, still my body was just physically tired. And then I got sunburned. That never happens to me on like on, in a river. I don't know how the heck. So that also got me really grumpy. Like, I get really grumpy whenever I get sunburned. So then come Tuesday, I was like, you know what? F this. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing a podcast. I'm not posting on social media. I kind of took a hiatus, just took a little break, and I didn't do anything. So today is Monday, June 5th, and I am reporting to you guys that I survived the busiest week of this year so far. And I want to talk to you guys about a few things. Okay, so first of all, hurricane season is here. So with June comes summer, comes the beginning of hurricane season. If you don't have a contract, please go to my website, OrlandoCakeAcademy.com, and grab yourself a contract. You need something that is going to protect you against acts of God, acts of nature, strikes, anything that is beyond your control. Because if anything we have learned from the pandemic, from past years of hurricane season, I feel like Floridians, we are so resilient when it comes to hurricane season that we forget what we go through whenever a hurricane is gonna be coming. And we forget to the point that we just live our lives like, okay, whatever. And then we're like, oh my gosh, I should have prepped better for this situation. As business owners, we definitely need to be protecting ourselves and our business in case of an emergency, okay? If you don't have a contract, you need to get yourself a contract stating that in the event that any of these situations happen, you have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C in the event that you need to cancel, that you cannot fulfill an order because of a hurricane or whatever. You need to have something that is protecting you, okay? I'm gonna tighten up my contract actually, because I used to be flexible in the sense that, okay, if a hurricane hits and I have to cancel the order, because believe it or not, some people are so adamant about having their orders that they will not cancel for the life of them. They feel like by some magic trick or magic spell, you are supposed to just come up with a cake for their event and deliver in flooded roads. And like, I don't know how they think that this is possible, but some people literally hold on to hope, like if it's the last thing that they can do. And it's scary when that happens. I remember last year that happened to me, and I said at the end, I was like, you know what? I need to cancel this order. And I said, she said, well, you can keep the money and I'll just order something else next time. And so I had that, like I gave them a credit, and but I have it in my policy that if I have to cancel because of hurricanes or anything that is out of my control, I'm gonna give you back a refund within 60 days. But you guys, I shouldn't be giving out refunds for something that is beyond my control. Okay. It's not that I'm canceling orders because I want to. I literally have to be unable, like I have no electricity and no water, or there's like flooded roads and there's no way for me to get to and from your location, or there's danger or there's curfew or whatever it is that the situation may be. I should have something that is protecting me, and it's saying I don't have to give you back your money because of something that I have no control over. So I am going to tighten up my contract where I'm going to say if I have to cancel your order for causes beyond your control, beyond my control, that is weather related. This isn't talking about a sickness. Now, if it's me that I got sick or something like that, then absolutely I will give them back a refund. And then I will have 60 days to be able to give them a refund because now this is something that's personal. But if it's something beyond my control, as far as a hurricane or a strike or an act of God or whatever something like that is, like something of nature, then I will not give a refund. I will only give a credit for a future order. So I'm about to tighten up my contract in that way because during hurricane season, I tend to lose a lot of business and I tend to have to give out refunds. And I am suffering the same way that everybody else is suffering. And a lot of people will take advantage of things like that just to get their money back. And that's not okay. Like, that's really not okay. Like, money has already been invested in supplies. Orders have been denied so that I can take your order and so on and so forth. And I also have hurricane preparation expenses the same way that everybody else does. So I have to think about on, selfishly about my business and myself and my livelihood. So I'm gonna tighten that up. But if you don't have any kind of protection at all, this is the time to do it. You guys, like, especially if you're in Florida, if you are in Puerto Rico, if you're in any state where hurricanes hit, yeah, you need to get yourself protected because we don't know what's gonna happen this hurricane season. Like, already there's something forming in the tropics, and every time they say I am the tropics, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, here we go, here we freaking go. Like, I get so, like, antsy about it. And what I am going to be doing actually is that I am going to be sending, I'm going to be looking at the contracts that I have from now until October, and I'm going to be sending reminders with the clause of the hurricane, the hurricane clause, that it kind of do like a little addendum and say, hey, I'm just, this is FYI, in the event that this happens or whatever, this is my plan for you. I need you to sign this or whatever. And hopefully everybody will be cool with that, with signing that and whatnot. But moving forward, I'm gonna definitely tighten my contract, so that it doesn't affect me as badly, okay? On another note, I wanted to talk to you guys about something really interesting that happened to me this past weekend. So I delivered a wedding cake to the Grand Floridian, which is one of Disney's resorts, right? I really love it there because everything is kind of vintage, very old school, very 1940s style, very, like, classy, just kind of like top hat type of situation. And it was interesting because this bride contacted me and she told me, I'm having a Disney fairy tale wedding and I would like for you to do my wedding cake. And I thought to myself, but I'm not allowed to do that. Like, Disney has their own bakers for the Disney fairy tale weddings. So the Disney fairy tale weddings are basically you get married in the Magic Kingdom or the Disney's wedding pavilion. You could have your reception at one of their resorts, and it could be anywhere from $15,000 to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It depends on what you want. You can have a photo shoot in front of the Magic Kingdom. You could have a ride and horse and carriage around the Magic Kingdom as you're wearing your wedding dress or as you're coming up to meet your groom at the altar, and they have to close down the park and your ceremony has to be done early in the morning before anybody gets to enter the park. And it's just like very magical, but very, very, very expensive, right? And I said, Disney has their own team. I've delivered cakes to the Disney resorts before. I've delivered birthday cakes, and I even delivered a wedding cake. I've delivered wedding cakes to the Disney resorts. But having a wedding in a Disney resort or a Disney hotel is not the same thing as having a Disney fairy tale wedding. The Disney fairy tale wedding is trademarked, so they have their own team of vendors. But she said that what she wanted was a fake cake because she said that what she wanted was so simple, and Disney was charging her thousands and thousands of dollars for a cake for 100 people. And she said, actually, for 30 people, I'm sorry, she's only having 30 people. Thousands and thousands of dollars for a cake for 30 people. And she said she really does not want to spend that money on a cake when she could have a fake cake and then have Disney serve the guests like cupcakes or some kind of dessert. And so I said, okay, but I need you to verify first with Disney to make sure, because Disney is very strict on their outdoor vendor policies. And so she verified and she said, is it possible for you to add like a sliver of cake in the bottom tier so that we can cut into? And I said, yes, but you really need to verify with Disney first because that is still considered a food item from an outside vendor. So she contacted Disney and they said, absolutely not. The cake has to be completely fake. It cannot have anything that can be consumed at the venue or at the ballroom, at the Grand Floridian ballroom. And she said, what can we do then for our cake cutting? And I said, well, I could create a cavity in the back of the cake, and her cake was really just going to be all ruffles, white, with baby's breath all around the cake. And I said I could just create like a cavity in the back of the cake and add baby's breath in there to kind of conceal it, and then they can just put a cupcake in there for you guys to cut into. And she said, "That's perfect. Let's do that." So I said, "Please go ahead and confirm with Disney that this is okay." And she confirmed with them and it was fine. Then I said, "Can you please verify if they need to see my proof of insurance?" And she said, "Oh, but you're not providing a real cake, so why would you need to prove insurance?" And I said, "This is Disney that we're talking about. I need to make sure that they have this on file in the event of anything happening." So the reason why is not only for the sake of the cake, like usually venues wanna be protected against allergies, or if any of the guests get food poisoning, then the venue is not considered liable for any of these situations. But it's not just that. It's in the event that I have an accident while I am delivering on Disney premises. They, of course, do not want to be held responsible for any of this. So she checked and she said, she came back to me and she said that I was correct. Indeed, they do need to see proof of my insurance. So I did provide that. And then everything was fine after that. Then suddenly I receive an email from the Disney Fairy Tale wedding team, which in itself was incredibly intimidating. "Dear IR Cakes by Jetty, please see attached vendor contract. Please review and sign and return at your earliest convenience." So when I review the 5-page contract, you guys, I was shaking in my boots. I had to Google words that I was like, "What the hell does this mean?" Basically, I am not allowed to say that I am affiliated with the Disney Fairy Tale Wedding trademark whatsoever. I'm not allowed to say that I was hired by them at all. If I am going to say anything about that I made the cake or whatever, it has to be, clear. So I'm making it clear that I was hired directly by my bride, not by Disney Fairy Tale Weddings. And the cake was completely fake. Like, it was not for consumption whatsoever. Even though I did use fondant, which is edible, it was over styrofoam, so not very appetizing, not meant for consumption. So, anyways, I delivered the wedding cake to the venue, which was it was a nice place, very vintage, very old world. It was really cute. And it honestly one of the easiest deliveries that I've had. Like, I think it's more difficult to deliver to the Disney hotels itself than to actually deliver to this venue. Because sometimes, like, even certain hotels, like if I deliver to certain hotels, I have to go in through the main entrance of the hotel and then walk. I don't know how long. Sometimes even take elevators to get to the ballrooms. But this one specifically had like a separate entire building where all the ballrooms were. So it was an easy delivery, and they allowed me to park in the front, and I went in with my cart. I still went in with my cart because I wanted to look all professional. I could have just literally held the dummy cake with one hand, but I didn't. I wanted to look legit because this is Disney we're talking about, So I still went in with my cart, and I got there and they said, "Oh, is this the fake cake?" I'm like, "Yes, this is the fake cake." And then tell me how the people that were working there setting up, they were coming up to the cake and they're like, "Oh my God, it even smells like real cake." And of course, it's got fondant on it, so of course it's gonna smell like real cake. They were mesmerized by a fake cake. Like, they couldn't believe that it was a fake cake. And to me, like, I use dummies all the time in especially in my wedding cakes and my big cakes. I use dummies, and you guys know I'm very transparent about that. So for me, it wasn't like a big deal, but for them, I guess they've never seen a fake cake before. Look, I don't know what they expected a fake cake to be. Fake cakes are supposed to look like real cake. Like, your guests are never supposed to guess that that was a fake cake. But anyway, so yeah, so that was very interesting. So my point is, if Disney has a 5-page contract to protect their assets and to protect themselves and protect their trademark, then you need to do the same thing. So make sure that you have a contract set for this hurricane season. If you don't have that, just go ahead and grab that on my website again, OrlandoCakeAcademy.com. Today was the first day of my cake summer boot camp. It started today. This is the first summer cake boot camp that I do. I have another one coming up in July, and there are two more spaces available for the one in July. Today was baking day, so we basically baked all the cakes. They prepare the batter. Each student gets their own stand mixer to use during class. All the supplies are included. All the supplies and ingredients are included in the price. So today they made the cake batter. They made their own buttercream, and I made the simple syrup for them. And we baked the cakes, and the cakes came out so beautiful and so perfect, you guys. They didn't even need to be leveled. Like, I took a picture of this because I couldn't believe it. I was like, whoa, these cakes are perfection, so perfect. They do not need to be leveled whatsoever. Head over to my stories on Instagram at Baking a Boss so that you can see the picture of the cakes, all beautiful and golden brown, so perfect. And then we added the simple syrup to the cakes, and we talked about wrapping them and how we usually would level and whatnot. Today's class was only about 2.5 hours. I made the class a 5-day class, but we start at 10 a.m. every morning, and every day will be different timing. So today we only had 2.5 hours to prepare everything. Tomorrow we might take a little bit longer. I know for sure Wednesday will be the longest day because we're going to be decorating and fondant and making fondant pieces, and we're going to be working with Rice Krispie treats. So I estimate we start at 10 a.m. and we should be done by 2 p.m. every single day. And then on the last day, which is Friday, we're going to be talking about pricing, we're going to be talking about marketing, we're going to be talking about legalities of having an at-home business, what you need to get started, tools that I use. And actually, one of the students asked me if we would have time for me to demonstrate how to create a simple topper on the Cricut, how to design it and how to cut it. And yeah, we'll definitely have time to do that, because obviously we have a very organized timeline coming here. So I'm very excited. They loved the first session. I'm really pleased with how the first session went today. I'm going to be taking videos and pictures and posting those on my Instagram and also on my TikTok at the end of the week. So if you are interested in learning how to bake from scratch, or you want a refresher course, like one of my students, she is actually in pastry school. She just graduated high school, and she's in culinary school now. And the other student, she has a cake business, but she wanted a refresher course because she really wanted to start something different. And she has an idea that she shared with me, but she didn't know how to get to it. So I'm going to be helping her launch her business. So I get really excited when I get to help people like that, because as she was talking to me about what her idea is, I had a bunch of ideas running through my head that I can talk to her about, and I can't wait to present everything to her. And this is what you get when you take a class with me. You get to pick up my brain, and you get to learn how to do things in a different way and then make them your own, whatever works for you. Everything that I know that I can teach you in that time frame, I'm definitely gonna teach you, and I'm gonna make sure that you have access to me as long as you need to have access to me. Because my point is, I want to be able to make people successful being at home cake decorators. And if later on that means you being able to open up a storefront, then you know what? Then so be it. But my goal is for you to be successful as an at-home cake decorator. So if you're interested for the class in July, I have two spaces available. Go to my website, OrlandoCakeAcademy.com, and check it out. So I'm gonna leave this here for today. I'll talk to you guys next week. Be sweet, be blessed.
You're listening to Baking a Boss, a podcast for the modern Latina cake designer. I didn't always dream of having my own business as a cake designer, but when my son was diagnosed with autism, I left my job to be a full-time mom and housewife. But being the independent Latina that I am, I needed more. So I discovered a passion for cake decorating, business, and marketing strategies. I was able to turn a hobby into a six-figure income working from home, and now it is my mission to help Latinas like you turn their hobby into a profitable business from the comfort of your home. Join me as we discuss topics common in our community and listen as I bring you a new perspective on life, business, money mindsets, and what it takes as a Latina woman to be successful in an extremely saturated industry. All of this with a sweet side of azúcar. Let's get started.
If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me reach more Latina listeners like you who also want to grow their cake business. Visit my website, OrlandoCakeAcademy.com, and join my email list for updates, new program announcements, and future classes. You can also find me on Instagram at BakingABoss. Thank you so much for your support, and remember, el cielo es el límite.